around the corner is just around the block. There's a love that I've been waiting for. A love solid is rock. A love that reaffirms that we are not alone. A love so bright inside.
So although he just said that perhaps the most helpful way to frame our question is, how do we deeply listen? I think the question is put even more fundamentally if we ask, how do we not be slaves? Recall from our August 20th, 2017 show, and that MP3 file was titled, Prince Shows Us We Are Slaves. And in that show, we asked for help from both George Eliot and Proudhon with the question of personal responsibility. And in that show, we said that Proudhon's point about the golden rule is that it is of no, this is quoting Proudhon, it is of no use to tell me that my duty is equal to my right unless I'm told at the same time what my right is. And we asked him, but what when we have no right to our own bodies? Proudhon would reply, then you are a slave. And a slave has no responsibility to others, only to his or her master. We've said in these shows that Prince came to help restore our attention, our allegiance to love, and to help us turn away from power, i.e. the state, so that we could work together to end the injustice that has usurped the authority inherent within each one of us, our capacity for continuous growth. And therefore, to claim justice, I would add now, and establish love as the material basis of our lives and interrelationships globally. When another, and by another I mean authority, power, commands my body, generally with a cash carrot, bids it rise at a certain time, assigns it tasks and masks, intellectual challenges, etc., I am a slave. And as this truth is not consonant with the lies we're taught, for example, that we live in a democracy and that means we are free, then we must choose. That is to say, if the conflict is even brought to our conscious mind at all, we must choose to align our minds with truth or lies. And quoting Prince, and the worst thing you can do is to give up your God-given right to choose. At the core of the method, analysis, and strategy of Prince is the concept of choice, which is why I was drawn to the faceted concept of hearken, as it's only when we have accurate information, the right story, that we can truly say we have a choice to make. Or so it seems to me on this day. Prince and or Proudhon and or any of our triumvirate, any of our emissaries from love, including Emily, may convince me different. It's a tough one, this issue of personal responsibility. Alice Miller, our angel. I say this almost every day. Our angel, Alice Miller, who frees us from otherwise really dark feelings of fury at the harm that has been caused by these folk. But so does Prince, right?
You better run to the light.
Leave your past behind.
All things will be fine.
Stay, yeah, would stand on.